Kimberly Blazer lives in Burlington and is an English professor at the UW-Milwaukee. She's also a member of the White Earth Nation in Minnesota and grew up there. Blazer says her Native American background has influenced her writing.
And I felt like, in some ways, I was compelled to write about family stories, community stories, to kind of challenge some of the representations of Native people, some of the historical accounts. And so there was in that a certain element of resistance writing, and maybe also something that had to do with my own personal survival or finding a balance in the world.
One of Blazer's poems about her Native culture is about her family. She reads from Family Tree.
My Chippewa grandmother, who was a midwife and medicine gatherer, tiny twig of a woman who bore 12 children, bore the loss of 2 babies to influenza, the loss of 1 grown son to white man's war, and the loss of a generation, Limbo Indians, turned to alcohol.
But Blazer also writes about centuries-old Native traditions, like harvesting wild rice.
So Menomen Ike Gizas. Ricing moon when polling arms groan like autumn winds through white pine. Old rhythms find the hands, bend and pound the rice, rice kernels falling onto wooden ribs, canoe bottoms filling with memories.
Now Blazer hopes to make poems memorable for more people. She's been chosen as Wisconsin's next Poet Laureate, a position that doesn't pay much but allows her to travel the state for 2 years as a poetry ambassador. She says poetry has work to do.
Audre Lorde said poetry is not a luxury, and I think poetry is important in helping us balance our self in the world. It has a, you know, spiritual role to play. It can serve us in many ways.
Blazer says poetry seems to have a bad reputation with many people and that some are afraid of it. But in addition to supporting poetry slams and the Poetry Out Loud program in schools, Blazer would like to bring poetry to more public places.
In fact, one of my little plots is to use it for a kind of recitation challenge, and I'm thinking probably April Poetry Month to try to get people to recite poetry by heart. It's sort of like the Ice Bucket Challenge, but do something in Wisconsin. Maybe use YouTube, or there is a Wisconsin Poet Laureate website. There might be a way to link their performances to that, but then to challenge one another to do this.
Blazer also hopes to do monthly radio interviews with Wisconsin poets and edit an updated Wisconsin Poets anthology. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.